Okay, everybody. So here we are. Today's Monday, and it's the 15th of August, 2011. Let's do a clearing for everybody. And we'll start off with an emotional clearing. Here we go. So again, just sit back and relax and see what happens. Think of a situation that you had in your life and think about it. Just one situation will clear away the energy. I'll count to five to do so. Just think of something now. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And today we're on station one on BBS here. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, and welcome everybody to Monday afternoon or Monday evening on BBS Radio. So yeah, let's have a look. We've got Larry and Jane and Maria, Rhonda, Dulcie, Skylar, Marie, Sharon. We've got a lot of names today. Pete from Australia is on with us. Gosh, I wonder what time it is there. Middle of the night? I don't know. No, probably tomorrow morning it's there. Ed in Austria. So we have an international crowd today, Ron. So I am I seeing any questions? Oh, Pauline is asking for a dark side practitioner sample, please.
Okay. So what does that mean? Dark side practitioners are people who maybe do prayers for you, who think maybe even good thoughts or bad thoughts. Remember, all thoughts are going to have an emotional content on them. And when you have an emotional content, then you're dealing with the darkness because the darkness created the mind. So it's very easy to understand once you realize that the mind is the trap. The other energy is the heart, and the heart doesn't think. It's always in the moment. So when you deal with time and the darkness, the aliens brought us time here to keep us trapped in time, to recycle in time, and to bring forth your past experiences in time, which is what's in your DNA, then you keep recycling these, and this is how they want us to live our life here. So anything that is brought forth in time, which would be thoughts, remember, we relate thoughts to the past or the future, these are all going to cause an energy blockage in you. That's what I'm trying to get down to here. So even though you may think that a thought could be something very good, it's still going to have a blockage because it's dealing with time, and all thoughts are created in time. So let's release an energy, and you could think of somebody who maybe did something to you in the past. Maybe you're just listening to the program for the first time, and you don't understand that a positive thought is just as bad as a negative one. You might just think, gee, that sounds kind of stupid to me. But do think of a negative one, and we'll clear that energy off of you. But like I said, all thoughts that people have are going to be in time, and that brings you into the time of when that thought occurred. So you're always living in the past, so you don't want to live in the past. So here we go. Think of a situation in your life, and you probably all have something there. And I'll clear that instantly here, and I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And there's some out there that people are having difficulties with. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so I'm just thinking about time, and Pete says it's 9 a.m. in Australia, so even though he has a different time on his clock, is he on the same timeline with us?
Yeah, he would be on the same timeline because right now he's listening to us, but
right.
When he's off the program, it could be a different timeline. Very interesting. We all realize different timelines. As I talk about this, it's going to relate to you. let's just say that you get in your car or you fly a plane or something, you go to a different city. And in that city, it feels different to you. Well, why would that be? The most obvious thing for most people would be, well, maybe the climate is different. The grid lines, the energetic lines from the Earth coming up is different. The vibration's different. Well, it's more than likely a different timeline. I experienced that when I was traveling the last few weeks, being probably about 500 miles away, and the towns that I were visiting from Mount Shasta here, the people were acting like normal people acted, and there was no chemtrails and no flat-bottom clouds, which is kind of unusual. But the people there were acting like I was used to seeing people probably in the 60s. So that means, I guess, that I'm over 50, doesn't it? So anyway, that's what that's what it looked like. It looked like just regular, ordinary people living their life. And I didn't feel too much energy around them being emitted. They just kind of seemed all in their own little boxes, enjoying life like little busy bees. And that's the way I kind of experienced that, okay? We're going to other places. It gets to be denser energies, and you might feel the problems that people could be having. Now, naturally, if you go to a certain city and maybe there's like a lot of unemployment there, you're going to probably sense the stress from people. But basically, the mindset there is controlled by a timeline. And that timeline is what people are living in. And the darkness is controlling the timeline to bring forth more energies. So you might kind of connect those dots up and just see how you feel. If you went to a town that had a lot of prosperous people and you weren't driving your, say, older car when they have maybe brand new vehicles on the road, and you're just walking on the street dressed well, they would see you as a person that fit in. But if you drove an older car, kind of like what I have, we'll say, one that's older, they would probably look at you like, why is this person on the streets? You know, what are they doing in my neighborhood? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a brand new car. They have an old one. Right away, they have the judgment. So that's going to put you into a state of being attacked by these people because you're thinking, why are you there? So for that reason, the dark side practitioner clearing would work out very well. I'm trying to revert this back to the way you probably have felt before. But if you don't say anything, you know, this is what they say. If somebody sees you and you don't say anything, they think you're a genius until you open your mouth. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
There's our genius.
I'm just scanning here. I don't see any other questions, except I guess Ed is just wondering if there's any news on the Montauk situation, I guess from all the timeline crashings you were doing last week. He says he missed the shows over the weekend.
Yeah. For me, it just kind of came and went. Some people have felt residues going on. I only feel about 10% connected energetically to it. Consciously, I would say that I don't feel much at all. So I don't see anything that I need to do further for that. It's just that those timelines are crashed. Somebody called in, I think on the Q&A, mentioned that the clouds have changed in Los Angeles, which means that the timeline crash that was done in New York, we'll say, for those experimentations of different people and time traveling, whatever you want to call it, different names for it, where they probably originated there, were actually going and connecting to L.A. and maybe across the whole world. So it's hard to say what's going on. So I don't know exactly much right now what's going on consciously with that. I haven't tuned into it. So that's basically it. And we have really beautiful rounded clouds here in Mount Shasta today. So I haven't seen these clouds. I only see them once in a while Remember, we normally see the flat-bottom clouds all the time here in Mount Shasta as alien ships come. And I don't know how your clouds are out there, but here they're nice and round and very, very white. And the sky is pretty much blue, maybe slightly milky, but it's very, very beautiful. You know, they look almost pure white. So it's like right now what I'm seeing is like looks like almost two beings kissing out there, like the heads
really?
Of different animals. Quite interesting. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just looking out my window, and my sky is completely blue. I don't have any clouds at all. It's a hot day here. So, just briefly back to Pauline's dark side practitioner request. She was saying that somebody had forwarded an email to her from a dark side practitioner. So how would we deal with it if we're feeling we're getting connected up through email, Ron?
Okay. You could, with an email from that, that wouldn't be an object clearing, I don't think. It might possibly work to put some energy there that way. That's a dollar, but mainly it'd be probably dark side practitioner stuff. If anybody else has any ideas of what they have done to clear something on an email, that might be beneficial for us to figure out what worked for them. Typically, the alien attack page could possibly work. Very interesting. I know we have something for media. I don't know if the media clearing would work on that or not.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know. That's a brand new one. A brand new question.
Maybe we could clear our computers, put our computers into the dark side practitioner clearing.
Yeah, I have had people do that. So if anybody out there has thought of that, and done that, think about that. What could happen? Or what you have done. Maybe somebody has done something on a clearing that works very well to clear out energy like that. I know you could put the computer in as a clearing, too, like you were saying. And I'm trying to think where you put the computer. Maybe object clearing, maybe.
Yeah, I think I've done that one on it, and I'm blanking out now. I know I've put my computer in other ones because sometimes I feel like the clearings are being blocked, so I put the computer in, and I can't remember which one I do it on. If I remember, I'll speak up later. So Tina is saying, Ron, that they had, 8 inches of rain yesterday in New York, and she's wondering if that could be because of the Montauk time crashes that you were doing.
Can't guarantee that. Normally we have physical effects, so it's possible. What I would say is, how was the weather predictions before the Friday show, I think is when we did that, on the Q&A, I think, maybe the Friday show.
Yeah, we did
and,
it on the Friday show.
Just kind of see if it's related, just see if they predicted a storm coming or not. Remember, when we had the first timeline crashes in October in New York, we had the hail come down a couple inches in diameter in New York, smelling like metallic material, which was the ships actually, being terminated by the light. That's why they smelled metallic. Mm-hmm. And they do take on physical form, so as they were probably coming down through the clouds, they attracted that energy to them. And it was really weird being back there. I have pictures on the website of the clouds, I think, the day after. So if you are a newcomer, go to the website. Go to maybe photos on the bottom left side, and it'll be stated there, New York of last year, and it might be like 10 different pictures or so. But look at the clouds, and they look like, broken glass. Very unusual, but that was from timeline crashing. And those clouds are common now throughout the world here as people themselves are doing timeline crashings, and all of a sudden they appear. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Pete has a question, and he's asking, why does the space between us have nothing to do with creation lightship healing? Why does the space between us? You know what, Pete? I'm not sure. Do you know what he means? phone?
Space between us. I don't know.
Maybe he means
I know
space
there's spaces,
between,
but we have time, which works with physical manifestation, and then we have the spaces in between time. I just don't understand the question.
I'm wondering, maybe, Pete, is this what you mean? Do you mean the space between the creation light ship and us? I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
well, have him come on and we'll see.
Yeah, maybe you can retype that in. Or send it to me directly, either way. So Misty is asking, can the dark side practitioner clearing crash groupies? But I don't know what the groupie, I guess people who are following the particular dark side practitioner, perhaps.
Yeah, that could help. Remember, I'll just talk about this here, because some people may not fully comprehend what the light does, okay? Times you talk about the light battling the darkness. So if you put somebody's name in on a clearing, like on the dark side practitioner clearing, you put it in there because you know this person is interfering with your free will, free choice. Okay? So you wonder, well, is that person going to just be, you know, getting spanked or something, you know, hand slapped or whatever, reprimanded? No, the light just comes in and takes away the energy pools that person is using. And it will bring light to that person, but it's up to them to accept the light. So if you do anything like that, you're actually helping the person to get more light if they will accept it. So that's what happens. Remember, we're dealing with energy pools here that people tap into to cause other people harm. This is what people do at prayer circles. In prayer circles, you have a group of people praying to something, which is a collective consciousness of something. And what I say is it's alien consciousness by the extraterrestrials out there. And you're connecting with their energy pool and then directing that onto someone else. And what's in that pool is strictly related to the mindset of the aliens and maybe just what you think this energy pool is going to do. So if you believe that this energy pool is going to be for strictly all good, well, your mind may tell you that, and you may think that. You may be projecting good into the energy pool as you connect and pray to it, but the aliens just see it as energy. They don't see if it's good or bad. All they do is want to take the energy from you. Now, what they're giving the person as you put their name into your transmission could be anything, because all they're doing is seeing that what you're doing is now you found somebody who needs help, which means that if they need help, they're weakened, okay? So we all know about certain maybe animals, and if you ever watched movies, you know that if some animal is not doing very well, the other animals come up to it and start pecking it to death or start chewing them, you know, or killing them because they're weak, survival of the fittest. Well, that's probably what the aliens are going to be doing. And they'll be getting more energy by the emotional torment that the person's going through. So somebody who's vital and healthy, they really probably don't necessarily want you because you're not having an emotional problem. And they deal with emotional problems. And the emotional problem that you could have and a physical problem, if you have a physical problem and you're in pain, they're going to love that. So the emotional problem then and your physical problem kind of relate to each other because it does always end up into an emotional situation. So, hope that kind of answered your question. So that's why you want to get rid of this stuff off of you. You want to get rid of the people in your life that is sending energy to you because you don't need it. You already have it yourself. You don't need anything outside of yourself. Source energy never sends you energy. The only energy that you're getting here on this planet to sustain your body's life is from the earth spirit. It's been radiated out of the earth, and that's light energy. Now, your spirit is with you. It already has light. It may not have all the light that it used to have, but it still has light, and that's all that you need. You just need to have your spirit come more into your body, which is the ascension process. You want to clear out the densities of darkness in you to hold more light energy from your spirit. And that's the whole process. You can never bring light into you by an attunement or or breathing light into you or asking for light, because the light's not going to come to you. It doesn't do that because you already have it. Otherwise, it'd be judging you. It'd be looking at everybody here on this planet and say, oh, that person has 2% light, this one has 50, this one has 60, this one has, 25. And then what's it going to do with that? It's going to judge you, and maybe you don't want to have more light. So if it did judge you and say, oh, this person's down to 5%, we have to get them up to 30, it's not going to do that whatsoever because it cannot judge itself. Because light's light. That's the main thing when you finally catch on to what I'm talking about. The light never judges. Only the darkness does. So the light is only going to do what it can do for you when you request a healing. And when you request a healing like online, what's happening is that light energy coming off that light beam or the other pictures that you may put up is going to enhance your spirit. And from there, it's going to bring energy into you that your spirit is possibly missing to help heal you. On the whole lifetime clearings, it looks at you, looks at your blueprint, and goes, man, this person's full of gunk, and it will take away that information instantly so that you can live a peaceful life. This is what the whole lifetime clearings are for, to get rid of the darkness, to give your spirit a chance to come back into your body, because it can't come in where there's darkness. And that's the whole process. So all the healings work with your spirit. If you don't have your spirit in your body, you will never have a spirit from the light. And that's the fact of the matter there, because some people think that, they can go out of their body, meditate during the programs that we have, possibly even on Saturday nights when we go to the light ship, for maybe 10, 15 minutes. If you're out of your body, you will never have a healing. So you need to be in your body even when you're doing the light ship healings, because you have to connect spirit to spirit, because you need to have a conduit in your body to bring forth the healing. That's the way it works. And that's why you can have absentee people have healings, because your spirit will always say yes. Light ship will find their spirit in their body and transmit the energy to it. It's not going against anybody's free will, free choice, because the free will, free choice that you think you have in your head is the darkness. And, of course, the law is that you should never do a healing on somebody, which is probably true in the land of the darkness, the light of the darkness, because you don't want to do a psychic attack on them. The light never does psychic attacks. It just works through your spirit to help you out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Pete has clarified his question, and what he's wondering is how do the clearings work with you being over here, Ron, and him on the other side of the world?
Oh, makes no difference. Once I have your name, once you request something, it's done instantly for you. Remember, we're not dealing with time here. And so you're as close to me as Carrie would be, or Rem would be, or Charles, or Jackson, or Tina, anybody, Marcy. You're all in light. So the light finds light, so it's instant. And that's the way it works. In fact, I could even, and I have done this, as I actually have healed extraterrestrials and other planets too, not even being associated to ours, because they requested it to have a process done to help themselves out. So I have done that also. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Pauline has been doing a lot of timeline crashing, she says, but she still has a vice-like grip around her head, it looks like, that's causing pain. So she's wondering if she still... I'm trying to pull together the different comments, Pauline. Sorry, I'm looking at this. It's a little disjointed the way I'm reading it. But I think she's asking if she needs to do more timeline crashing, I think, because she still feels this feeling around her head.
Yeah, it sounds like more like an object. So here we go. Let's see if we can get that off of you here. So if anybody has maybe or think they have something attached to them, we do have the object cording on the website, but I'll do it right now to get rid of this stuff. We'll see if we can help you out. Here we go. So one, two. This is going back a ways on you, Pauline, but we'll just do this right now for everybody in this lifetime. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10, to see if that helps with Pauline. I think her thing is dealing with something that got triggered probably about 5 lifetimes ago. So you may want to go on to that special clearing that we're doing, giving away for free on the 8-hour intensives, where it's a parallel lifetime. Go into the 5th lifetime back and clear this energetic object off of you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so she should just type in energetic object on my head?
Yeah, or she might even be able now to tune into it more, since she knows, you know, the location basically on her head, because it's probably more visible to her. And it feels like some kind of clamp to me, maybe a torture device or something, or maybe in that particular society they wore special types of hats on, which was maybe a little bit too small for her or something. And that's kind of what I'm picking up. So some kind of hat or band that was on the head, and looks like it's the wrong size, compressing the skull. And you're probably feeling that now. Remember,
wow.
History repeats itself, recycles, and it may not be something physical, but it might be the same time as far as the month and day of a year that happened, you know, a long time ago. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm feeling something.
We do have anniversary date.
I've got something on the top of my head since you just did that, and hooked around underneath the left side underneath my jawbone. That's really bizarre. So maybe I need to do that too. Okay. Clicking on the most recent page of the fast chat. Trying to find a question. Okay, Ren has a question. Could you explain the ego-mind-body disconnect clearing? Is it a general clearing to do before doing the 7 generational special issue clearing?
Well, that's a good one. I'm trying to think how to answer that. That the ego-mind-to-body is how the ego part of you is being controlled or connected to the mind, which would be the mind matrix kind of talking to you, the collective consciousness around you, connecting to your ego. So that's kind of what it's about. I'll do a sample here for some people, all you people listening. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So if you all notice, when people get into discussions at times, the person that maybe feels more secure in the topic of the discussion can typically walk away quicker than someone who can't. So remember, the ego, with that mind, will argue something to death if it doesn't know the true reality, because it will take what it knows as truth. Now, somebody who actually has been there, done that, will say, who really know the exact truth of what could happen, will not typically get involved in that particular situation. They may start into it, but they'll just say, okay, you know, do what you want to do, because, you know, I've been there, done that. And my truth is that this is going to happen, and your truth is you don't know yet. And so people argue to death situations when they're really not sure of the real truth. And that's probably part of that ego-mind type of scenario, where maybe you're tuning into mass consciousness and wanting to unite your mind with that, and or unite the ego with the mind, and by doing so, you may be getting information that is contrary also to what your heart is telling you. So that disconnection is a good one to have. Just see how you feel now. Think of a thought and think of a situation, and I'll do one more clearing, and just see if you have more clarity on it, because you're not getting stuck with the ego thinking that it knows everything. Okay, here we go. One, remember, the mind does have truth to it, and the truth is the program, okay? And so you're arguing with the program inside of yourself. You want to get out of those programs, but remember, the program that you're arguing with could cause you problems, so you want to drop into your heart to get out of the program. Hope I'm making sense here.
So what
here
do
we
go.
One, is that doing okay, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm just, what do we need to focus on while you're doing this within ourselves, each of us?
I would focus on is a situation that maybe you had where you don't have all the answers and you're questioning something.
Okay.
Okay, and the questioning means that you're not completely plugged in to the mind energy, because we always work in mind, so now we're switching it over from heart to mind. Okay, so we're just dealing with darkness energy. So the darkness energy has a program, and your ego is trying to learn how to connect to that program, and doesn't know anything else about heart, just knows about the program. So it may not have all the information, and it thinks that it knows more than the program. And it could know more about going to the heart, but it doesn't know about the heart either. So it's just a confrontation between the program and your ego. And your ego always thinks that it knows best. So what we're going to do is sever that connection for you. And then you can probably drop into your heart and then actually know the real truth, which is that you want to get out of both. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how you people are feeling. Back to you, Carrie, and I'll answer Pauline's question since she's been on the 8-hour call now. A special healing for the month. We have two more of those, but she's asking if she can get assistance with that when she's in quarantine right now. Well, if it's an alien life form, more than likely, yes, okay? An object, I'm not 100% sure on, but they will look for aliens attaching to you. So if it is an alien critter, a life form, then yes, more than likely they could take it off from you. An object, I'm not quite sure yet. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Tina is asking, do aliens and alien-human hybrids have light?
An alien hybrid...
alien-human hybrid, or aliens, just aliens, period.
Okay, aliens could have light if they were created by the light and they came here. Yes, that is correct. Remember, your body is an alien life form because it was created by the aliens. So that's why we all have different skin colors and stuff. So for that, I would say, yes, aliens could have light. The ones that we normally talk about are the ones that don't have any light in them, and or the ones that have turned over themselves and denounced the light and went into mind energy completely, or almost completely, and they denounce their spirit. So you could just think of an alien that's in the darkness that maybe denounced maybe 99% of their spirit. So that's kind of how I would look at that. Now, could a hybrid? So a hybrid would be an alien, and I'll talk about this here. So we have clones here. So the first one would be where the aliens abducted a woman and impregnated her with, we'll just say, an alien extraterrestrial sperm from some alien, okay? And then normally after about a month and a half, they will abduct her again and take out the fetus. So that would be a true hybrid. Now, they could also put the hybrid here. They could transmit it down here somehow, maybe even bring it into a family inside some other woman in her womb. Okay, they can do that very easily. And all of a sudden, you have your child being carried by someone else, and the person is born, and all of a sudden they're here, and they are a hybrid. So if you happen to see any children in a family where they don't look like they are relatives or related to, we'll say, the husband or the wife, that could be a possibility, okay? Now, we're done with that part. Now, the other one is clones, okay? So a clone could be a hybrid, too. It could be part human and part alien, created in the basement where they do this similar thing. Or maybe they happen to take somebody's DNA and they cloned your body down there, and you're living in the what I call the basement, the underground, in those tunnels, just making it very simple, in a particular laboratory. And they now breed your DNA, which would be you, with somebody else, an alien, and now they want to bring them up to the surface, too. Would that have light? Yes, it could have light because you have light in you. Remember, your body is created from light. So I don't think they can destroy the light. Okay? Now, there are, things like that in the underground. One of those could be called MIEC, and it may not deal with our government, but other ones possibly here, maybe ones from the past even or the future. And these compounds are what I call military, industrial, extraterrestrial complex. So these are organizations that are run by some type of military. I'm not saying that it's our country, and it could be things from the future, but they do take on the role of military where people are down there doing experimentations with humans. And the aliens are there either running these facilities. That's one way to look at it. Or they are held captive by certain governments, which may not be ours, and forcing the alien to do certain things, like in prison. So we have different ways of looking at it, but that's what I call the military, industrial, extraterrestrial complex, and that's where a lot of these things come about. And I'm using the word military because there is force there around it, using that term with weaponry to protect it. So that's used a lot, and that's what we deal with. So, and that's what they deal with, too. Remember, there's aliens that are captured here that are against their free will. Maybe their ship crashed or something, their UFO crashed here, and they got abducted, taken away. You know, by some military group, and where do they put them? They put them somewhere where nobody knows about them. And, it's that's also sad. But anyway, maybe we can switch gears here.
Okay.
Yes, how about back to you, Carrie?
Okay, so Charles is asking, do we need 100% of our spirit in our body to be able to ascend?
I would say yes,
And that would be to be able to ascend with our body, we would need that, right?
Well, you can't just ascend with your, left big toe if you have spirit in there. What about the rest of your body?
Right.
And so the answer is yes. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago was, that's why they talk about him healing people from their sins, okay? Jesus came to save people from their sins. So what was he doing? He was taking away their genetic imperfections, the thought of their ancestors, and what they had in this lifetime, preparing them for ascension. That's why he came here. So, that's the gist of it. So the answer would be correct, yes. But the next question would be, Ron, I had, a half a dozen clearings. Am I far enough along to do the ascension? Well, I'm sure the light ship will take some of that into account, but you got to be able to hold spirit energy, So I don't know. That's the light works in the now. I would hope that they would take a lot of people off planet here at Ascension time, because in the time of Jesus, it was pretty bad. Not very many people left. That's why the earth spirit stuck around for another 2,000 years, because nobody would have left here. So, and then it would have, naturally, with no earth, where the people going to go to? Besides the aliens. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I'll just add a little bit here, Ron, and you can chime in if you want to. So we have our spirit and we have our body, and we can get our spirit barcode removed, which will get our spirit out of here at Ascension. That's kind of, in a way, the simpler of the two. And then we have our body, which is all gunked up with a gazillion different things, and that's what we have to clear out to be able to get our body out of here. So it's kind of a two-part thing.
Yeah, it is two-part, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you don't want to ever come back here, then get your spirit barcode taken off of you. If you would like to work on your body, then all the clearings that we have on the website are designed to give you a better life here. So even if you know nothing about Ascension, you don't really, you know, care about it, you know, you think you're going to live for another 50 years and maybe, you know, kick the bucket or whatever, and you would like to have a better life, then do the clearings, because your DNA is stuffed full of all these judgments, and they will recycle in this lifetime. So why not get rid of the judgments and the stuff, your baggage, your storyline for this lifetime? Everybody has storylines. And get rid of those so you can have a better life. That's what the clearings are for. Like I have told you many times, and maybe not if you're a new listener, you know, I only had like four clearings initially when I wanted to do this. And there's so many more now only because people are so dense. And that's kind of the bottom line. So I wish I could only do four clearings and have everybody get all their misery taken away. But it's so much more ingrained this last 2,000 years. In the time of Jesus, it was much, much simpler. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. So on that theme of judgment, Peter's asking if judgment is the weakened state. Does it weaken us, I guess? Are you still there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm thinking here. Yeah, definitely. I could do a clearing that way, but I'd have to put judgment on you, and you don't want to do that to feel a difference as it comes off.
Okay.
Can you think of a clearing that I can do that would be beneficial, Carrie?
Well, somebody was asking earlier about, I don't know if they were asking for a timeline crash, but we could just do it as a clearing for racism, I think. It was one that was a few pages back. So that's definitely a strong judgment that a lot of us either have had or do have, or our parents or grandparents have had. So maybe, assuming that that is in most of us, maybe you could do that rather than
having to put it on. Okay, here we go. So clearing for racism. And naturally, remember, it could be inside of you. Your parents would not have to be racist. But maybe your grandparents or people going back further were. So you're still carrying the energy, whether or not it came out in this lifetime or not. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. In fact, I could do a clearing this way. I don't know. Time's kind of running out. We have white people on this planet, okay? And we have the opposite of that, we'll say, which is black. And then we have brown. I'm talking about skin now, okay? And we have, what, red also, right? And what else do we have here?
Yellow,
okay.
And then
that might be enough.
Mixings.
What's that again?
I mean, everybody mixed up, too.
Yeah. So let's do a clearing. We'll do a clearing that you would have stored inside of you for people with white skin. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's so we're getting kind of each particular maybe race. Here we go. So one, two, alien race. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do this one twice. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we'll do a clearing for black people, black-skinned people. One, two, three. It doesn't matter what color your skin is either. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do brown-skinned colored people. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And red skin, colored people, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And yellow colored skin people. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, you know yourself which colored skin people maybe your body resonated more to. Maybe this is a body thing. So typically somewhere in your DNA, and it could go back, say, 80,000 years or so, maybe you had a problem with a particular skin color, and that's still with you. And it could be, you know, brought forth in this lifetime. So you're looking for people with that particular skin color, and maybe you don't like them because maybe you're harmed by them a long time ago. So anyway, this is a test for you. Hopefully you all passed and got A's on it to see how you feel. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Masi is asking, so all darker-skinned people have alien blood. That, I don't think that's really what you're saying, Ron, so maybe you just want to clarify what the alien connection is with the different, all the different colored skin.
Everybody here is an alien because you have different color skin and different facial features, along with you know, some type of genetic makeup that's slightly different. So everybody is an alien, but we all have... we'll say the same internal body parts, okay? The same anatomy. And that's why the aliens, that was their common denominator, so they probably chose in somehow their dark side creation rooms to bring forth a race that looks like them, and then they put that imprinting onto the original body. So it's kind of like having a car and having a different paint job on it. Of all the same car, although there are some differences. Maybe some have a bigger motor in it or a little difference on it. But basically, internally, we're probably all the same, but we're all from different alien stocks. And that's why some people, you know, look different than others. Because they're connected also genetically and DNA-wise through implants to that alien race also. Like I said, that's why we had World War II with the Germans and the Japanese. Two different cultures completely, but the alien races out there in the Beyondo got together and wanted to take over the planet. So that's basically what happened in World War II, and that's probably true of all wars. They make alliances out there in the Beyondo, and then from there, you know, things happen down here.
So how does that tie in with our original body blueprint?
Our body blueprint is typically all the same as far as the anatomy on it. but the DNA that goes with each body will be slightly different. And the DNA is like a sponge, and it records everything, all of your thoughts. That's the problem that we have here, is that the DNA is actually our problem, because it's a recording device to bring forth all the stuff, misery, mindset of the past. That's the difference. If we had no DNA activated here on this planet, then we would not be able to recycle the past. And the dark side definitely wants us to do that. This is why we have different learning lessons, we'll say, why we have things happening to us all the time. It's because the DNA is coming forward, because the body wants to heal it. So it's a perfect setup. Body wants to get this heavy load off of it, so it brings forth issues. Then we experience the issues, and it just gets worse and worse each time, because your DNA is clogged up so much with all this stuff. And the body wants to heal itself. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Did you want to mention the two new clearings, Ron, that are going up on the website before we close out? I have 55, so we have, a minute or two.
Yeah, we got two new clearings up. I'm going to do a price adjustment on the skull clearing, if I can here, so don't do that one yet. It's a whole lifetime clearing, I believe, but I need to lower the price on it. But we have the prosperity empowerment clearing up. That's a whole lifetime clearing. You can get unlimited on it also, and that goes by your age. And then we have the crystal skull clearing up for people who maybe have read literature about the crystal skull. Maybe they've been to workshops. Maybe you walked by a store and got slimed because the aliens are inside of these skulls. Whatever's happened. Anyway, it's a very negative thing to have the crystal skulls around. So you want to run, don't walk away. On our next program, if somebody brings it up, I'll do a clearing for the crystal skulls so you can actually feel the energy on it as it leaves you, because they cord you. So in the coming forth now, at this particular time in humanity, we'll say, to bring forth, they think, special teachings, etc., and they're just trying to hook you in more, and they do look pretty attractive. To me, they're very scary, but aside from that, that's what they're doing. So I guess our show is about ready to end here. So thank you, Carrie. If we miss your question, we'll be able to maybe cover it on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Station 1. We'll have our Q&A on station after Station 2 on Friday on a conference call line at 8 o'clock Pacific. Call in and you can ask questions. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie. See you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.